Good morning and welcome to Newcastle Baptist Church Advent Podcast for Friday the 11th of December. We've been thinking about Jesus and that second candle of the Advent wreath, the candle of peace. Of course, peace is fought for and hard won. And for peace to happen, there has to be the defeat of the enemy who seeks to disrupt, who seeks to bring tension rather than peace, who seeks to divide rather than unite. And so we need to face the reality of this battle that Jesus came to fight, to engage in. It started way back in Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve decided to go against God's best plan for their lives. And as a result of their decisions, their disobedience, God said this in Genesis 3 verse 15, "I will put enmity between you, the snake, and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel." You know, there was going to be an end. There was going to be an end sometime when peace would reign. But there was also going to be a battle. God said that right at the beginning. This is going to be a struggle. There's going to be times when it seems like the enemy is winning. It seems there are going to be times when it seems the darkness is overcoming the light. But of course, we know because of Jesus that there is hope for all to overcome, to be conquerors, to experience that peace that comes, the victory that Jesus won for us. It began in the manger. It began when he came. It began when he offered peace to those who were in the struggle. The enemy masquerades sometimes as an angel of light. He, like a snake, is devious, it's not always easy to see where the battle comes from. But Jesus made it clear that we can overcome. In Mark chapter 2 and verses 22 to 27, Mark chapter 3, verses 22 to 27, we read this passage. "The teachers of the law who came from Jerusalem said, 'He, Jesus, is possessed by Beelzebul, by the prince of demons. He is driving out demons.' So Jesus called them over to him and began to speak to them in parables. 'How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house without first tying him up. Then he can plunder the strong man's house.'" Jesus is making it very clear that he is the one who will overcome the enemy, the one who will defeat ultimately the biggest problem that we have, the fear of death itself. The New Testament writers pick up that theme too, and Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 24 to 26 talks about how this is all going to turn out. "Then the end will come, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death." You see, Jesus is still at work, enabling us through the power of the Spirit to overcome what the enemy seeks still to do. It's like the mopping up operations after the battle has been won. There is still a fight that we find ourselves in, but we fight knowing that Jesus has defeated the enemy. John, in his letter, picks up a similar theme. He talks about this battle that we are all involved in, and we need to understand the reality of it. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 7, he says this to the church he's writing to: "Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. The one who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in them. They cannot go on sinning because they have been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child, nor is anyone who does not love their brother and sister. Yeah, the battle is going on, but we can be on the victory side. You know, one day it will be over. In Revelation chapter 12 and verses 10 to 12, the loud voice from heaven says this: "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their life so much as to shrink from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short." This Advent season, how does Jesus' victory over the devil empower you to resist temptation? How can we choose to live in the light of that victory? Choose to live in a way that declares that victory to all those who are struggling, to those who are in the battle. We have the confident words that Jesus has overcome. Father, I pray that you will help us to stand in that place of victory because you have overcome. Thank you that you give us strength and power through the presence of your Spirit to make us strong. May our confidence be in you and you alone. Thank you that you have won the victory, that you have defeated the enemy. In the name of Jesus, amen.